Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
My name's Nicola and I'm an alcoholic. What convinced us we were powerless over alcohol? What convinced me was my total inability to be able to control or moderate my drinking. I thought that I could for a long time, but I think what happened for me was that at some point in my drinking, I crossed an invisible line. You know, there was a time where I may have been able to moderate or stop if I wanted to in the early days, but sometime into my drinking career, I lost that ability. And it took me a little while to realise that that was what was going on, you know, that actually I would go out with every intention of just having one or two drinks and end up sort of, you know, going on a binge drinking and being gone for a couple of days. And but I didn't realise I had lost the choice, that I just thought that's what I did. And then there came a time in my drinking that the consequences of that drinking, you know, it was getting more and more messy, more and more the consequences were piling up. And I just thought, I need to stop drinking. This is a problem. You know, this is getting a problem now. You know, all sorts of things were happening in my life. And so I thought, well, I'll just go out. I'll just have a couple. And then I'll come home. And I thought that I could do that, and it took me a long time. Once I'd given myself a deadline, I'm going to stop. You know, I couldn't, and I didn't realise that what was happening was that I'd lost the power of choice. And how that looked for me was that I would be convinced that I was going to go out and just have one or two drinks, and then I would be gone. You know, and 2 days later, I'd sort of wake up from a blackout thinking, oh, you know, what happened there? I was only going to go and have a couple of drinks. I won't do that again. So next time I'll just, you know, I'll stop. And so I would, when the next time come, which wasn't very long after, you know, my drinking was becoming more and more regular. I was starting to drink in the mornings to make myself feel better. You know, my drinking was, I was losing complete control of that. But when I went out again, I think, well, this time I am only going to have one or two. And the same thing would happen. And I was repeating that over and over again. I didn't realise that I'd lost all control. And that once I put that first drink in me, that was it. You know, all bets were off. I wasn't going to be able to stop. So the effect that alcohol had on me was different to other people. You know, I saw my friends around me that were just, you know, we'd go out and they'd have one or two and go home, and I wouldn't, you know. And what would happen was I'd set off this allergy once I started drinking, but I didn't understand that. And once I put that first drink in me, I could not stop, and I could not stay stopped if for any period of time if I thought that I was going to be able to control it myself and not drink, that I had no defense. You know, I was always going to pick up that drink, and once I picked up that drink, I was never going to be able to stay stopped. And you know, I've learned that's my problem, that I'm powerless over alcohol, that I'm an alcoholic, and that means that I have lost all power. And so I learned that about myself, that I cannot on my own power quit, moderate, stay stopped. There's nothing I can do around alcohol. You know, I am completely powerless. And I'll leave it there. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.